By 2030, every single-use plastic bottle in the European Union must contain at least 30% recycled content. But what happens when that plastic is too complex to simply melt and remold? This week, Brussels delivered a landmark answer, and the shockwaves are hitting the entire global polymer supply chain. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, the weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking the collision of regulation, technology, and geopolitics in the advanced materials sector. First, we'll break down the EU's game-changing new rules for chemical recycling. Then, we'll analyze a major strategic partnership between Germany's Covestro and China's EV giant BYD. We'll also cover a critical technology breakthrough in PFAS-free coatings, and finally, look at a massive new petrochemical project in Asia that Western firms cannot afford to ignore. Troy, let's start in Brussels. On July 9th, the European Commission adopted brand new rules for recycled plastics. What exactly did they establish?
They created the first ever harmonized rules for calculating, verifying, and reporting chemically recycled content in single-use PET beverage bottles. This is a crucial distinction from mechanical recycling, which is just melting and reforming plastic. Chemical recycling breaks polymers down to their basic molecular components, monomers, which can then be used to create new, virgin-quality plastic.
So it's a more advanced, higher-quality form of recycling. Why is establishing a rulebook for it a major global event this week?
Because it officially legitimizes and standardizes chemical recycling on a massive scale. It creates a formal, auditable market for these advanced feedstocks. The EU's Single-Use Plastics Directive has recycling targets that are difficult to meet with mechanical recycling alone, especially for food contact applications. This new framework provides a clear pathway, and it sets a regulatory precedent that the U.S. and other regions will be watching very closely.
What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers?
For European manufacturers, it's a green light to invest heavily in chemical recycling partnerships and infrastructure. For U.S. manufacturers who export to the EU, compliance is now mandatory and non-negotiable. They must be able to prove the recycled content of their products according to these new, stringent EU verification processes.
And for trading companies and distributors?
This creates an entirely new commodity, certified, chemically recycled PET feedstock. Sourcing, verifying, and trading these monomers and polymers will become a lucrative business. Market timing is critical. Early movers who secure supply chains with technology leaders like Swiss-based DePauli, which just launched a 500-ton-per-year plant, will have a significant advantage.
So what's the one actionable insight for an executive listening now?
Immediately audit your packaging supply chain for its chemical recycling capabilities. If you use PET, you need to be securing offtake agreements for certified chemically recycled feedstocks right now. The formal market was just created, and demand is about to spike.
From regulation to corporate strategy. Troy, let's go to Asia, where German materials giant Covestro has just signed a major deal with China's BYD. What's the scope of this partnership?
It's a comprehensive strategic partnership signed on July 13th, focused on developing and applying advanced polymer materials for BYD's new energy vehicles. We're talking about high-performance polycarbonates and polyurethanes for battery packs, lightweight body components, and energy storage systems.
BYD is the world's biggest EV maker. Why is this partnership so significant right now?
It shows one of Germany's premier material science companies embedding itself deeply within the innovation cycle of the world's leading EV manufacturer. It's a move from being a simple supplier to a co-development partner. They're not just selling plastic. They're jointly creating the materials for next-generation vehicle architectures and battery technologies.
How does this affect other U.S. and European manufacturers, especially in the automotive sector?
It dramatically raises the competitive stakes. A competitor like BASF or an American polymer firm now faces a tightly integrated value chain that can innovate faster. U.S. and European automakers must ask if their own material suppliers are engaged at this level. This partnership will accelerate the development of safer batteries and lighter vehicles, putting direct pressure on competitors like Tesla, GM, and Volkswagen.
What should Western trading companies and distributors know?
The material specifications for automotive-grade polymers are about to evolve very quickly. Distributors need to get ahead of the new requirements for things like thermal management in 800-volt battery systems or impact-resistant polycarbonate blends. This is a clear signal that the most advanced materials will come from these deeply collaborative efforts.
So, the key action for executives?
C-level leaders in the automotive and chemical sectors need to review their R&D partnerships. Are they merely transactional, or are they truly integrated? Automotive executives in particular should be pushing their Tier 1 suppliers to demonstrate these kinds of deep material science collaborations to keep pace with BYD's innovation engine.
Let's stick with innovation, specifically in response to regulation. The crackdown on PFAS, or forever chemicals, is accelerating. What's the latest breakthrough from Germany?
Germany's Fraunhofer ISC has just commercialized a new line of fluorine-free coatings called Ormosur. These are inorganic-organic hybrid polymers derived from renewable compounds. They are explicitly designed as a high-performance drop-in replacement for PFAS-based coatings.
We hear about PFAS alternatives, but you're saying this one is different. Why is it globally important this week?
Because it's a move from the lab to commercial scale, announced on July 17th. With PFAS bans looming in the EU and several US states, the market has been desperate for an alternative that doesn't compromise performance. Fraunhofer claims these Ormosur coatings meet or exceed the performance of PFAS on key metrics like hardness, abrasion resistance, and repellency to water, oil, and grease.
What's the direct opportunity here for US and European manufacturers?
For anyone making products in food packaging, textiles, electronics, or even automotive components, this is a ready-made solution to a massive regulatory and reputational risk. It allows them to de-risk their entire product portfolio immediately. The fact that the technology comes from a globally respected German research institute like Fraunhofer adds immense credibility and reduces qualification time.
And for trading companies and distributors sourcing parts,
they need to be aggressively qualifying components with these new coatings. This becomes a major value add and a competitive differentiator. They can go to their customers and offer a clear, compliant, high-performance alternative. The question to suppliers should now be, are your components protected with a certified, fluorine-free coating like Ormosur?
Your actionable insight for executives on this?
Mandate a complete audit of PFAS use across all product lines and in all manufacturing processes. Then task procurement and R&D with fast-tracking the qualification of these newly commercialized Ormosur coatings. This isn't just a compliance exercise anymore. It's a chance to seize a competitive advantage.
Finally, Troy, let's pull back to the global competitive landscape. A massive new project is moving forward in China that Western executives need to watch.
That's right. On July 16th, Saudi Arabia SABIC signed a development agreement with China's Rongsheng Petrochemical to advance the Jintong New Materials Project in Zhoushan. SABIC is considering an equity investment of up to 50% to build a world-scale facility for advanced polymers and specialty chemicals.
Why is the Saudi-Chinese joint venture in chemicals so critical for Western companies to understand?
Because it solidifies a powerful new axis in the global petrochemical market. This project is not about basic commodity plastics. It explicitly targets high-performance materials for key downstream industries like automotive and electronics. It aims to compete directly with the high-value portfolios of European and American specialty chemical producers, but with the structural feedstock advantages of the Middle East and the market access of China.
So what is the direct competitive threat to U.S. and European manufacturers?
The prospect of a flood of high-quality and likely lower-cost advanced polymers originating from Asia. This will put immense pressure on the margins and market share of incumbents like Dow, BASF, and Covestro. It threatens to shift the center of gravity for both high-volume production and innovation eastward.
What's the play for Western trading companies and distributors?
They must diversify their supply base. While relationships with Western producers are foundational, you cannot ignore a production hub of this scale. Prudent trading firms will begin building relationships now to potentially source from this new facility when it comes online. It's a strategic hedge that provides access to the Asian market and competitive pricing.
The final hard-hitting takeaway for a Western CEO.
You must reevaluate your entire Asia strategy. It can no longer be viewed simply as a sales market. You must now consider strategic partnerships, in-region R&D, and maybe even co-investments to remain competitive. Standing still and hoping for the best is not a viable strategy against this level of investment.
Troy, a very complex picture this week. Let's distill it down. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, regulation is now a primary driver of material science innovation.
The EU's new rules on recycling and the global push against PFAS are actively creating new billion-dollar markets while destroying old ones. Compliance is now just the starting point.
Second,
deep cross-border partnerships are the new competitive weapon. The Covestro BYD deal shows that integrating material science with in-product manufacturing creates a powerful, fast-moving advantage that siloed companies will struggle to match.
And the third takeaway?
The scale of Asian production in advanced materials is a direct strategic threat. The SABIC Rongsheng venture is proof that the competition in high-value polymers is intensifying. Western firms must have a proactive and robust strategy for Asia that goes far beyond a simple sales office.
So what is the one action executive should take based on this week's intelligence?
Mandate a cross-functional review of your company's top five products. For each one, ask two questions. How are we exposed to new recycling and chemical regulations in our key markets? And where in our value chain could a new Asian powerhouse like the SABIC Rongsheng venture undercut us on price or innovation within the next 3 years?
That's all the time we have. A clear set of warnings and a clear call to action. Troy, thank you.
My pleasure, Susie.
You've been listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. To ensure you never miss our weekly briefing, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with more analysis on the technologies and trends shaping your industry.